You've never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
That's it, baby, when you got it, flaunt it, flaunt it!
Avenue. It's Sunday night, and this is the place to be. WOR 710, the voice of New York. I'm Taxi Dave, and this is the Taxi Dave Show. In the studios tonight, we are at the iHeart Radio Studios in Tribeca, New York. Tribeca, New York. That's three Beccas, not two. And we're here with Mike Chalky, who's a yellow taxi driver. How long have you been driving?
19 years.
And we're here with Charbel Sphere. How long have you been driving a yellow cab?
Since 1984.
So how many years is that?
It's about 30 years.
Oh, okay. 94, 04, 14, 32. Okay, good.
32.
That's close enough. So I'm driving down 9th Avenue on the way to the studio tonight, and 9th Avenue now has a designated bike lane. That means there's parking on the right side, so that takes away one lane. The left lane is a designated bicycle lane and concrete. Okay? And then you have designated left turn lanes, enough for about three cars, maybe four, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's an emergency vehicle with his lights on that stops in the right lane. So now there's two lanes on the right that aren't being used. Two lanes on the left can't be used. And there's two lanes for traffic. Perfect. I'm in the left lane, and I'm doing my 30 miles an hour. Oops, 25 is the limit. Sorry. But I was speeding. I was doing 30 miles an hour. And I had to hit my brakes. You know why? Because in the designated left turn lane in Manhattan, what if there's five or six cars that want to make a left turn? They block another lane of traffic. Who the hell's designing these roads? One lane of traffic on a Sunday evening going south on 9th Avenue. How do you guys do it in the daytime during the week? I have no idea. Something needs to be done. Traffic is terrible. Unless you read the For Hire Vehicle Transportation Study, which we'll get into in a minute with our special guest, Nancy Soria, who's the vice president of Green Taxis of New York. Now, some of you may know, if you were listening last week, Monday was a hearing down at City Hall for a group of intros. Intro is a law. That's not a law yet. They present it. They introduce it. Then they have a public hearing. And by the time everybody got to speak on my panel, I mean, besides the chairman of the Transportation Committee, it was great. There was one whole council member there, still there, and that was Daniel Gorodnick. I know he deserves praise because he's the only one who stayed. Let me just tell you another little something, okay, that bothers me. You want to hear something? I don't run City Hall, but I've been there enough times to know that when you get a Lulu, just ask Senator Avella what that is. You know, a Lulu means, well, we're going to put you on this committee and we'll give you an extra $10,000 a year. We'll put you on that committee, we'll give you an extra $3,000 a year. And we'll put you on the third committee for an extra $7,000 a year. They're called Lulus. And what you're supposed to do is attend all the meetings of that committee. So let's take transportation. There were a lot of people there when it started. Councilwoman Margaret Chin was there. Costa Constantinides was there when it started. You know, and then there were a few council members. You try to think about this. They come in, they sit down, and in less than a minute, they get up and leave. I'm like, what the heck is that? Well, let me tell you something, folks. I'm not going to embarrass any of the council members. Maybe I should. We'll take a vote. But there I am, sitting there, and people sit down and leave because they get credit attendance for being at the meeting. All you have to do is show up so the chairperson announces that you were there, and you get credit for being at a City Hall transportation hearing or meeting, which lasts 4 hours, and you were there for less than 4 minutes. Is that right? Is that fair?
No.
That's right. Anyway, at that transportation committee hearing, one of the rules is calling for an increase in fines. We mentioned it last week. First offense for street hail, $2,000. Second offense for an illegal street hail, $4,000. And the third offense within 24 months of an illegal street hail will be mandatory revocation of your driver's license and a $10,000 fine. The panel after me, hey, screw you two. The panel after me, oh, I'm sorry, I'm on the radio. There was a guy with a screwdriver pointing it at me. I'm in the middle of talking here. When you have your radio show, you can talk. Let me finish here. So the panel after me included Nancy Soria, the vice president of a newly formed Green Taxis of New York. Now, Green Taxis are the SHLs, okay, the street hail liveries. They're allowed to pick up above 96th Street on the east side and above 110th Street on the west side. They're also allowed to pick up in Queens, allowed to pick up in Brooklyn, and allowed to pick up in the Bronx. Now, the only problem with this intro for a $2,000 initial illegal street hail penalty, it's only below 96th Street and below 110th Street. So when I read that, I'm thinking, well, gee, that's really not too fair for the green cars, because if they can pick up illegally above 96th Street, that's hurting green cars. SHLs are allowed to pick up street hails anywhere except below 96th Street. And to that end, Nancy Soria made a great argument as to why this should be citywide. And I agree with her. She's absolutely right. With us now on the Taxi Dave Show, Vice President of Green Taxis of New York, Nancy Soria. Welcome to the Taxi Dave Show.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave. It's a privilege. Thank you for your invitation.
So I was just telling everybody, I don't know if you heard it, what a lousy job you did at City Hall. <That's>,
I had a lot of people hating me and some of them loving me.
Well, the point is, this new proposed rule to really hammer illegal street hails. We all want to get rid of street hails. Is that correct?
Definitely.
Okay. How would it affect you the way it's written?
The way it affects, I mean, it's clearly defines areas in the boroughs that have, like, if you looked at, I think you read it, David, if you looked at the part where he's talking about, at least in the Bronx, and we're from the Bronx, he's talking about like 165th in the Concourse in the Yankee Stadium area. So basically, these are areas that will be more strictly enforced. I mean, maybe when Yankee games are on, you understand, because the tourists are coming in. And we do have, I usually do the stadium in the summertime during the season, and we do have good business there. And once in a while, Yellow will come and drop off or come in and pick up. But, I mean, when you look at the way it's written, it's basically, and with all respect to the Yellow industry, they deserve to have the backup from enforcement. But then again, you ask, why are they leaving the SHLs out in a way if they're like the little brothers to the Yellow Cabs when it comes to doing out of boroughs? So we do feel it's very disrespectful the way it's written. I believe it was introduced by Consul Rodriguez, and when you look at his area, I mean, he's Washington Heights and Marble Hill, and basically he's a Latino Dominican councilman, and he represents a lot of the livery drivers in Washington Heights. So I really don't understand why he would rewrite it like that. Either he's terrified to get hit hard by delivery industry or delivery base owners. But I tell you one right now, I mean, we are very, like I expressed that day, very in disagreement, because if did you 5 years ago, Mr. Bloomberg decided to have legal hailing system in the outer boroughs, and we chose to do this, and we sat at tables and talked about how it would work, I mean, why now you're turning around not protecting us and actually have a company that brings 30-something thousand cars all over the streets, no cab, uptown, downtown, with the app, without the app, picking up like they own the streets, and then you're talking about, well, it's going to be $2,000 for the first hail, but it's below 96th Street and 110, and that's completely, that's really right there, the boundary line between the green and the yellow.
So, folks, what that means is the way the law is written, the illegal street hails aren't as illegal above 96th Street in Manhattan. It's a farce. You know, it doesn't make any sense. I understand why it's done. You hit on a very good point, that the district that the chairman of the Transportation Committee represents has a lot of car services, and I wonder if they pick up illegal street hails, because if they didn't, why wouldn't it be in there to make the penalties citywide?
Well, I tell you this, Dave. Are you already in the past? That hearing was on Monday. On Monday, they had three base owners, and they had four so-called leaders in delivery industry from uptown in the Bronx who wanted to testify. They didn't testify much accurately the way they should. And by what I've gotten in point in the past couple of days after the hearing is that delivery base owners don't want the rule the way it is. They don't want the $2,000 fine. And I'm thinking, well, they're talking about we got to have more meetings and this has to be rewritten. Us as green cabs, I mean, basically, like we said, we're right after you guys with the legality. At least we have 4.5 parts of the
borough. Let me ask you something. How much did you pay for your permit?
The first year, the permit was $1,500 and $540 for the inspections, and $2,040.
And then the next $6,000, which they didn't ever put out all of them, that was $3,000, right?
Yeah, about $3,500 and the $540.
So what do you think about guys, I have two of them in my studio right now, who've paid hundreds of thousands of dollars for their permit or medallion to pick up street hails below 96th Street. You think they're being treated fairly right now?
Well, they're not, because when you look at it, and as I drive the green cab daily, I'm a full-time driver.
So you're a full-time driver, you're the head of an association.
Okay, a mother, an advocate. I'm trying to do a lot,
Dave.
I got
also?
A lot on my plate.
Wife also?
A wife, yes, yes. Look, Dave, I mean, I think if you look at it and you represent the yellows very well, I mean, it's in a way, it's not even covering entirely the yellow industry, because I work a lot in Harlem, Washington Heights, whenever I can. There's a lot of gentrification moving out on the auto boroughs. And you notice it, wherever it is, you see the yellow cabs coming in. And yellow cabs are not leaving from Washington Heights through the West Side Highway. They're going locally because they are picking up customers. So why would you say if somebody street hails on Park Avenue 53rd from a yellow cab, that obviously he's the one in that area, and TOC sees him, he's going to get a $2,000 summons.
You know,
but
man,
if he takes the passenger away from somebody at 125th and Park, let's say to a yellow cab, he's going to get a $500 fine.
You know, Nancy, this is National Women's Heritage Month. So it's an honor to have you on. And our phone number is 800-321-0710. Oops, we got our first caller. And it happens to be another woman. It's National Women's Heritage Month. So, Gloria, you're live on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, Dave. How are you? Hi, Chabelle.
Hi, Gloria. How are you?
Say hi to Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. I agree with you 100%.
Hi, Gloria. Thank you. Thank you.
This is a disgrace what's going on. It's horrible the way the city does not back up the drivers. They're allowing multiple apps to pick up. Yellow cabs are saying to people, you need a ride, and they say, no, I'm waiting for Uber. They tell him straight out, no, I'm waiting for Uber to pick me up. And my husband asked somebody, why is it that you're waiting for Uber and not taking yellow? And her words were, well, it's already paid for. It's on an app, so it's easier to do. So in the meantime, yellows are really suffering. because we have the exclusive right to street hail, and they have no business. My husband is driving me insane. He called, and now I have Chevelle calling me too. There's no business. All the Ubers, and then they have Lyft that picks up, and Via that picks up all the kids from school. They have left absolutely nothing for the yellow industry. So with that, I'm saying it's like they go like hours without picking up a passenger. And this is during rush hour. It is ridiculous that. And you know what? Uber doesn't realize they said, oh, you're self-employed. You are your own boss. Guess what? They worked for Uber for 10 years, and what do they have? A car that's worth nothing, and they have nothing. At least when you drive yellow, you have the opportunity to work hard and buy something for yourself that's worth.
Very good, Glenn.
Well, it wasn't worth.
All right. What could I say? Our email address is taxihail@AOL.com. Great discussion here. We have our guest, Nancy Soria, the Vice President of Green Taxis of New York. We just had a caller, Gloria, on. I don't know if we lost her or not. Okay, she's still on the line. Just hang on for a couple of seconds, Gloria. I think Mike or Chabelle want to address what you were just talking about.
Sure.
No, I agree with Gloria about there is nothing left for us. On Friday, I took a customer to Siemens Avenue and 204th Street. I drove on Broadway all the way down to Soho until I picked up a customer. It's like I was lost in no man's land. So there is nothing left for us with all these apps and everybody. And the enforcement.
Oh, enforcement.
Yeah.
All right. Let me just tell you how I feel, okay, about enforcement. Enforcement is a very pretty word. We all know, and we've heard every single politician says, well, with proper enforcement, this rule will work. With proper enforcement, this will work. You know, as long as we have the enforcement, and as long as the enforcement, and... You know, TLC, we announced it last week. You haven't heard this anywhere else. In 2015, 24,000 illegal street hail summonses were given out by TLC, according to the Taxi and Limousine Commission. 9,000 of those were at the airport. 6,800 were below 96th Street. Okay? But when they had 200 inspectors, and 25% of them left for other jobs, MTA, corrections. So you're going backwards. At any time, if there's 20 people working on the streets of the city of New York and Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens, Manhattan, Staten Island, 20 people can't service 150,000 vehicles. And if you have 100,000 who are tempted to do something illegal, how are 20 guys going to stop it? Doesn't make sense. Does it, Nancy?
Let me tell you something, please. They don't want to hire anybody. They don't
want to
impose it.
It has to be a mandate to the NYPD, okay? Police Commissioner Bratton must come out, and I know we have a lot of major concerns in New York with terrorism, a lot of major concerns with safety and the recent slashers. By the way, there was a cab driver who was slashed. If you're within the sound of my voice, Just call me after 8:30, okay? If you happen to be listening to the Taxi Dave Show, which I know all good cab drivers are, so maybe you are listening. So, what was I saying? I lost my train of thought. What was I saying? Come on, Mike, you were sitting next to me here. Help me out here. So,
are the inspectors?
Yeah. So, you know, NYPD must institute something called an illegal street hail task force. Illegal street hail task force. Or how about this? Passenger safety task force. And their only duty should be to write street hail summonses. 2,000, 2,000, 2,000, 2,000, 2,000. Okay, you can save the city budget. You might even save the $1.6 billion in medallions you didn't sell. And then those 2,000s turn into 4,000s. And then those 4,000s turn into 10,000s. We need a task force specifically by NYPD to give out summonses and stop the illegal things going on that are putting green cab drivers and owners out of business and putting yellow cab drivers and owners filled with illegal competition. I got to say, there's a lot more street hailing in lower Manhattan for the yellow cabs below 96th Street. I mean, sometimes I'm out in Queens and Brooklyn, and, man, I see green cabs just going for miles and miles without a fare. I feel it's a tough business that you're in, Nancy.
Yeah, it is. And the Bronx, I mean, if you would see the Bronx, David, it's bombarded every single corner. It's Uber-affiliated cars honking and taking the passengers. It's just so out of control, and I feel like the city's turning their heads and not looking.
Here's an email we got from Harold. I've been away for some time, but I'm back, and I'm listening to the Taxi Dave show tonight. I can totally identify with your dilemma, as you explained on 9th Avenue. In front of all my places of business on 1st Avenue, it is identical. I'm talking about 1st Avenue in the 50s. Absolutely insane. Something must be done. The traffic in Manhattan is atrocious. The city planners are morons. There you go. That's from Harold in Manhattan. Thanks for listening to the Taxi Dave show and calling in. Okay, it's Ladies Month, and our next caller happens to be Mary Ann. You're next on the Taxi Dave show.
Hello, this is Mary Ann. I live in New Jersey, and I never go into New York, but I always listen to the Taxi Dave show because he speaks so well, and he's interesting and entertaining. So that's unusual. For me, I really don't have any contact with taxis, but the Taxi Dave show is excellent, so congratulations.
By the way, he's a good-looking guy, too. I have a perfect face for radio, Marianne.
Oh, yeah. Well, you could really do another job hosting somewhere because you speak so well, and I listen every week to your show. So good luck.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Thank you very much. Okay. My gosh. Okay. David, you're next on the Taxi Dave show.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Okay.
I want to talk about, I saw a thing in the paper that said that the Uber's rate cut got the city's attention, the TLC's attention. Did you see that?
Wait a second. There's a guy calling my cell phone who thinks he's calling the radio station. Hey, I'm talking into my cell phone. Call 800-321-0710, okay? And now I'm hanging up on you. I'm sorry. I got to ask you to repeat that, David.
Okay. There was a news item that you know, Uber slashed its rates. They can cut their rates to wherever they want. And
that's
it
right.
Said that it got the TLC's attention, okay? And then nothing. So nothing happened, right? So my point is that you're talking about all these illegal street hails. Uber can set their rate anywhere they want. And what they're doing is from everything that I read, they're cycling through drivers. So it doesn't matter how many drivers drop out. Like, they can sucker somebody into getting a car and then lower his rate, and that guy drops out, and the next guy comes in. Why is the city allowing that? That should not be happening.
You're absolutely right. You know, one of the things, I want you to look at my editorial, because on the ceiling of City Hall, there were some quotes. And I quoted one of the quotes when I testified on Monday when Nancy was there. And in order to read it, you're going to have to, if you don't have the hard copy, it's coming out. Actually, it was supposed to be distributed, starting to be delivered on Monday. Read the editorial, and when you get a chance, in a day or two, go to nyctaxinews.com, and I address that exact problem, okay, in my testimony. You can see the testimony if you go to City Hall, and the point is, whenever they have a business objective to raise or lower their rates, they raise and lower their rates. They don't care.
Right.
They're making money, no matter what they do. They're making money. They lower the rates to Kennedy. Oh, wow, our business has increased so much. The drivers are complaining. Yellow cab drivers are saying $52 isn't enough. These guys for UberX are charging $35.
Yep.
Right, Mike?
Yes, $35.
Unbelievable. So anything else, David?
No, that's it. I'm just saying that that's why they're not going to stop doing illegal street hails, because they're just going to keep lowering their rates, and these guys have nowhere else to turn. You know, they're actually forcing the situation for more street hails with that stuff.
All right, thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. Charbel?
Now, Taxi and Limousine Commission, did it say we cannot be involved in Uber, Via, and Lyft because they are private companies? Why Taxi and Limousine Commission give them the Taxi and Limousine Commission license plate TLC and they give them hike license to drive for Uber or Lyft or Via?
Let me ask you something. Why do you always ask me the questions? You ask me questions. Do I know why they give licenses to Via? Hey, what you want to know is the question should be, why do they? So ask it that way. Let me hear
why
the question.
Why do they?
Do they what?
Give license to drive Via, Lyft, and or Uber.
Good question. I wish I thought of it.
May I add, since TLC give those Uber and Via and all those companies license to drive, so they are under their jurisdiction, and TLC can do whatever they want and stop them from underselling and undercutting the yellow cab. Because what they're doing, they're putting the yellow cab out of business. And the TLC knows that, and they're not doing anything.
We can't change our rate. We can't lower it. We can't raise it. They can do it. You know, if somebody releases gas and the wind blows one, oh, you know what? That smells like a surcharge to me.
You know, also like Via. They act like they do work for the MTA.
Oh, the MTA. Well, we'll get to the MTA because that's and they're bored. We'll get to that in a few minutes. I just want to read this announcement before we take a break. Phone calls are coming in at 800-321-0710, and our email address is taxihail@aol.com. We still have Nancy Soria, the vice president of Green Taxis in New York, on the line. We have a commonality with the SHLs, the green car cabs and the yellow cabs, and the commonality is that there are legal street hails hurting us, and also, as David said, and Uber's hurting us. But I want to make this announcement. It comes from New York City. Beginning tomorrow, that's Monday, the Manhattan-bound North Tube of the Queens Midtown Tunnel will be closed during weeknights for approximately 18 months. Closures will take place between 10:30 p.m. and 5:30 a.m. Monday through Thursday. On Fridays, closures will take place 11 p.m. to 8 a.m. Saturday. So next 18 months, be prepared for traffic at the Midtown Tunnel after 5:30, after 10:30 p.m. Monday through Thursday and 11 p.m. Friday evenings. Just wanted to get that out there. Okay, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about what we've been talking about. We have our special guest, Nancy Soria, on. We'll take your emails. We'll read some. The MTA board. Grand Central has something going on. Circulation at the New York Times. Recalls. Hey, about 1.1 million recalls. Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show. We'll be right back.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Gifford Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Gifford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. FHV drivers, you can drive a yellow cab if you join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. All taxi management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. All Taxi is the leader in taxi leasing, run by third-generation taxi experts. And for no money down, you can own a new 2016 hybrid or a great used vehicle. Whether you want to drive full-time, a day shift, or night shift, work with the folks who have a great reputation. All Taxi Management, 718-361-0055. We're on the air. This is the Taxi Dave Show. We're back. And we're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. People are falling asleep in the studio. They think that they're ice skating at Rockefeller Center. This is iHeartRadio, the Taxi Dave Show, okay? That's where we are. That's who we are. I'll tell you what, let's just take one of our regulars, JFK Mike. You're live on the Taxi Dave Show. Going once. Going twice. All right, we're not going to take him, but We lost Mike. All right. Let me just tell you a couple of things here. Recalls. If you have a Honda 2016 Civic with a 2.0 liter engine, 42,000 are being recalled. They have engines with piston assemblies that may have been manufactured without a piston wrist pin circlip or with an incorrectly installed piston wrist pin circlip, whatever that is. But if the circlip is missing or incorrectly installed, the piston wrist pin may not secure and may drift, damage the engine cylinder, causing the engine to seize, increasing the risk of a fire or a crash. So all you folks with 2016 Civics with 2.0 liter engines, Honda will notify owners, and the parts won't be available until the summer of 2016. So have a very warm winter driving those Hondas. And also, 1.1 million Toyotas are being recalled. 2006 through 2012 RAV4s and RAV4 EVs. In the event of a frontal collision, the rear seat belts for the outboard seats may be cut by the seat cushion frame. Now, cut seat belt, you know, it doesn't restrain the seat occupant in the event of an injury or an accident. Rather, there will be an injury. And those parts are beginning to be mailed to the dealerships March 31st. So there you go. 1.15 million recalls. Only heard on the Taxi Dave Show. Okay, JFK Mike, you're on.
Yes, Taxi Dave. Why? You get a live studio audience there. I don't know if that's a soundtrack or are those actually like live people in the studio audience there.
Well, you weren't listening. We have Mike Chalky here, Chabelle Sphere. And we have Colette from Las Vegas here.
That's very good. It's a very eclectic mix, I must say.
Okay, what's going on, Mike?
Real quick, I just want to call up and talk about the, I don't know if you touched on it already, the guy who got slashed in the cab. Did he check in tonight, or is he calling in?
I think that he will be calling in, actually. Mustafa. Yeah, Mustafa.
Yeah.
If you hear within the sound of my voice, call in. Okay, let me ask you something, Mike. You know, taxi drivers are allowed to refuse people under certain circumstances. Okay, are
Absolutely.
You familiar with why? When can a taxi driver refuse a fare? Let's tell our taxi driver listeners and our passengers too.
Well, here's the thing: what a lot of cabbies don't understand is TLC Driver Rule 54-20.
Listen, just tell us what it is. When can we refuse a passenger?
Well, basically, you can refuse a passenger, according to the rules, if they're highly intoxicated or if they reek or something along those lines. Also, you can refuse a fare to Nassau, Westchester, and Newark Airport, according to what I'm reading here, if you've been working for more than 8 hours. But sadly, there's a public service announcement in the back of the cab that says all cab drivers have to go to Nassau, Westchester, and Newark, which we know, but not if you've been working for more than 8 hours. So they might want to get the eraser out and fix that public service announcement in the back of cabs.
Great information from JFK Mike. How's the line? Are you out at the airport?
Not yet. The weekend guy still has the car. He said the BQE traffic was bad and blah, blah, blah.
Traffic's bad all over. Yeah, avoid 9th Avenue also.
Yeah, and the tunnel. Our good friends are closing the tunnel down to one lane at night, so that's going to be a complete headache. So, and if I may mention a quick little website for my near dear friend, may I?
That's the second time. Go ahead. I did already.
Oh, you did. Did you mention nyctaxinews.com? Because if you mentioned nyctaxinews.com, I'm not going to mention nyctaxinews.com.
Listen, don't mention nyctaxinews.com, okay? Because I already mentioned nyctaxinews.com. Thanks for calling in, JFK,
great
Mike.
Great show. Thank you.
Appreciate
it.
Nancy, are you still with us, my dear?
I'm here. I'm listening. Interesting.
All right. So let me ask you a question. There was a study of Uber's impact on traffic. They're called the For Hire Vehicle Transit Study. And when it came out, it originally said, well, 35,000 more Uber vehicles aren't causing more traffic and aren't causing more air pollution. And that's that. But are you familiar with what happened this week with that study?
If something. I read a little piece that actually you sent me.
You're not supposed to say that, Nancy. Come on, play the game here, will you?
All right, I'll, little on it, but I would love for you to explain it a little better for me because right, I still didn't quite understand.
Let me tell you what's going on. Okay. The City Hall never released McKinsey's For Hire Vehicle Transportation Study until this week. Now, McKinsey is the company that was given $2 million to do this study, okay? And now that City Hall released it, you may find something interesting. 10 of the 43 of the documents, 43 pages, are fully redacted. Almost 25% of the 43 pages are almost fully redacted. 16 are partially redacted. 17 remaining pages, a lot of them are nonsense. Okay, and the rest is redacted. According to City Hall, it contains inter- or intra-agency communications that don't involve statistics or facts. Now, one of New York's top authorities on open government laws didn't find that explanation credible. In fact, the New York State Committee on Open Government, Robert Freeman, actually said there are whole paragraphs that have been redacted. Ordinarily, it's fairly conceivable that there's no factual information there. But, you know, and asked for a comment, the McKinsey spokespeople, okay, their name didn't appear anywhere on the study. And McKinsey, their spokeswoman, said it's our firm's longstanding policy not to comment on or talk about our client work. So we gave somebody $2 million to do a study. Their name isn't on the study. Because they were they managed the study and they got somebody else. Who did they get? I don't know. But based on the outcome, who do you think they got to do the study, Mike?
Uber.
Oh, you really think that?
Goodness.
Oh, you shouldn't say that, you know. That's an editorial opinion.
Don't forget.
Very shady.
Don't forget McKinsey, they did study for Enron when they crashed. And they were saying the company is in good shape and safe.
Which company?
Enron.
Oh.
Yes, sure.
Are you sure about that?
Positive.
Oh, that's Charbel, folks. Don't sue me. Sue him if he's wrong. Oh my gosh! All right, listen. We're gonna take some callers. I'll tell you what. Everybody, thank you. If you're driving, I'm sorry. Right now, we have the taxi driver who was slashed, Mustafa, on the Taxi Dave Show. Mustafa, thank you for calling in to the Taxi Dave Show.
You're very welcome.
Okay. First of all, are you okay?
I am fine, sir, yes.
Did you need stitches?
No, luckily it wasn't deep.
Okay, so briefly, tell us what happened. Briefly.
Well, I was in Williamsburg. I dropped somebody in Greensboro. So three guys held me, so I stopped for them. And first they asked me if they're going to go to Knickerbocker, and they asked me how much it costs. I said, it's going to be on the meter, probably going to be 13 to 15 bucks. But they said, all we have is 10 bucks. I said, okay, hop in the back. So they hopped in. And then right away they changed their mind. They take us to North 5th and Y, which is only a few blocks away. So I said, guys, no problem. It's on me. It's free of charge. I'll take you there. So I put the car on drive. I won't let them even see it. Thank you. So I got there in a couple of minutes. I pulled over the corner to drop them off. She said, no, make a left, run the middle of the block. So I said, okay, no problem. I made the left, and even I said, aquí, in Spanish, because they are Spanish. She said, yes, aquí. So one of them left from the right. The other one left from the left, but he stood by the door. Meanwhile, the guy in the middle, he was reaching his pocket. I said, no, you don't have to pay. Just leave. And now I was loud. I said, leave. Have a good night. Then all of a sudden, while I was looking to the left, see what the other guy doing outside, he managed to put his hand through the partition and slash my forehead.
What did he use? Was it with a knife?
I don't know. I couldn't see it because it was so quick. And the time I was turning my head, the slash was occurring and the blood stopped flowing. So I right away put a napkin on my forehead and put the car on drive and sped as much as I can, as fast as I can, and went around the block. Now I'm so furious.
You hear this, folks? These are hardworking taxi drivers. These are the same drivers that Mayor Bloomberg put competition up against, illegal competition. Okay, here's a guy willing to take people for free because it would have been $3 more, $5 more than he originally thought. For free, letting them out, and as payment for a good deed, no good deed goes unpunished, they slash him and cut him, and he bleeds in his cab. I'm glad you're okay right now, Mustafa.
Thank you, Dave.
Any words for our listeners?
Well, just be careful out there. Pay attention. And if your gut feeling tells you don't pick up, don't pick up.
If your gut tells you. Well, that's not in the TLC rules, but I hear you, man. I hear you, and I feel for you. That's Mustafa, this gentleman who was in all the newspapers and radio this week, who was slashed. New York City taxi drivers. An email from Pat. Your guests tonight are right. It is harder to find fares on the streets, even for overnight night shift drivers like me. Sorry, Pat. Didn't realize it was getting that hard. I do appreciate it. Okay. Oh, compliments will get you everywhere. You have absolutely the best radio program out there, not because you gave me mention, but because you speak the truth. You're the only advocate that keep the drivers that the drivers have in the city. Keep up the good work. Oh, thank you so much. You're very welcome. I'm answering all my questions here. Okay, let me go down the list here. Do we still have Brooklyn Tommy on? Brooklyn Tommy, you're on the Taxi Dave Show.
Good evening, Dave and guests. How are you guys doing?
Okay.
I have a solution for the traffic enforcement regarding TLC, as well as I have a question about one of the recalls you said.
What's your solution?
You know what? I used to work for Homeland Security, and I used to be an auxiliary officer. They should be able to utilize auxiliary officers as well as NYPD traffic. Most of them are just standing at the corners or walking up and down. If they see something like that happening, they can easily take the plate down and just call it in. And as far as auxiliary officers, they have these young kids going to stores buying liquor and cigarettes. They can have the same thing. They can have some auxiliary officers dressed in regular street clothes, just walking on the street, trying to hail a cab. And if someone, the way the inspectors do nowadays too, if someone pulls up next to them, there you go.
What a great idea. What a great idea. It really is. How many auxiliary police officers are there in New York City? You have any idea?
Thousands.
Thousands? Well, that's better than 150 TLC officers we have.
And they're bored most of the time, so I'm sure they would love to do something like that.
Very good,
especially, Tommy. Especially if they're paired up.
Hear that, Commissioner Bratton? By the way, Commissioner Bratton is making a number of public appearances. Next week, I'm going to one. I'm going to invite my guests who are here to come with me because I'm going to ask him the questions. And I'm going to give him Brooklyn Tommy's solution. Thank you, Tommy. I really do appreciate that.
I have a recall question, though. Did you say turn signals are being recalled as well?
No, not turn signals.
That's kind of weird because I don't see them working on the streets nowadays.
No, well, that's because, this is a true story. I was down in Florida, and I realized that a lot of seniors don't signal. And I was up here, and I was speaking to my grandfather. And I'm like, hey, Grandpa, how come you never signal when you change lanes or you turn? And you know what his answer was? I swear to God.
A New Yorker.
He says, don't you know? We don't want the bulbs to burn out. Really? That's why they don't signal. They don't want to spend a dollar for a new bulb. And by the way, with the new LED bulbs, they last longer than he will.
Well, it's hard to get to them nowadays.
All right, Tommy, thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. Appreciate it. Here's an email. The New York Post story on Uber with the killer in Kalamazoo and the tragedy proves the regulations in place or lack of regulations for Uber need to be addressed immediately. Uber was informed of a driver who was acting erratically and should not have been allowed to pick up fares, or they should have called the police instead. Uber's lack of communication and late responsiveness to its riders and drivers doesn't work. Former Uber client. Wow. Got that on Thursday, actually. Okay, let's go down the list. I got a break for a commercial. Okay, and then we'll talk about Delta Airlines. We'll take some more calls. So stay on the line. I think all our phones are lit right now. This is the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Stay tuned for more.
Well, I've been up all night, leaning on my windowsill. Well, if I
the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Giffen Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Hereford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. FHV drivers, you can drive a yellow cab if you join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. All Taxi is a leader in taxi leasing run by third-generation taxi experts. And for no money down, you can own a new 2016 hybrid or a great used vehicle. Whether you want to drive full-time, a day shift, or night shift, work with the folks who have a great reputation. All Taxi Management, 718-361-0055.
No, no, she can't take your mind.
Show is back. I'm Taxi Dave, brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. There's going to be an additional 10,000 cars each hour on the road starting March 13th. If the New Jersey transit strike takes place, we'll talk more about that next Sunday. Next Sunday will be a day before the strike. If it does happen, Taxi Dave encourages traveling before or after the rush hour peak times. We'll get to that next week. Right now, let's take Sala. Sala, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yeah, how you doing, David? How are you?
Okay.
Okay. Isn't it like a way, like, when we go out of town to check somebody's credit card before we get to the destination? Because a friend of mine, he picked up from LaGuardia to New Jersey, and it was negotiable price, $140 plus the toll. He arrived there after an hour and a half because of the traffic. And when she swiped the credit card, it was declined. And then she tried another card, declined also. She went inside the house, tell him, I'm coming back, I'll pay you in cash.
And that was
and she never showed up. Yeah.
A so runner, another police, runner.
Knocking on the door. Hmm?
Another runner.
What? Yeah. And it could happen to anybody.
You know, this has been a problem since the beginning of the credit card situation. You know, thanks to guys at that time, Chief of Staff Ira Goldstein, the first $25 you're guaranteed no matter what. And that was something that Ira had done. I remember that specifically. But now you have a situation where you agree. The person agrees. It's a woman, agrees, wants to get home, right? It's nighttime, it's dark. Hey, yeah, okay, $140, fine. Hour and a half each way, 3 hours. The guy gets there. This card doesn't work. That card doesn't work. I'll be right out. Let me just go in the house and bring out some cash. And they disappear. Now, 3 hours turns into 4 hours. You took a four-hour break. You added 150 miles on your car, gasoline, and it takes the spirit out of you. I mean, it's not robbery with a gun, but it's robbery. It's theft of services. There's no doubt about that. So what can be done? I would call your city council member, and I would tell your city council member, this needs to be fixed, and put it in someone's lap who can fix it. I can't fix it, you know, but it's terrible that we have to go through this. Nancy, with the green cards, do you ever have situations where people have credit cards and the credit cards are no good? What do you do?
Well, yeah, I've had in a couple of cases from colleagues that are actually, believe it or not, they're a little worried to pick up the wait-to-ride request from Verifone in the Bronx.
But did anybody ever have a situation where they get them on an OT, an out-of-town call, it's expensive, and now the credit card doesn't work when they swipe it? Are you familiar with any of that?
It has happened.
Okay.
It has happened. And it's, like you said, it's very frustrating. You take your time, and then you lose. And we're asking Verifone, like, what can be done better? At least even with the Way to Ride app, I mean, how do you guys know if these people actually have money on the card or not when they request the cards? So it's a lot to look at.
Okay. Right now, let's just take a quick break. Last week, one of our guests was Jim Peach, the writer of the New York Cab Driver joke book. Jim, give us welcome back, Taxi Inside. Do you have a joke of the week for us?
I sure do. I've got there were two actors who were supporting themselves by driving cabs. And one day, one of them went out to California and auditioned for a movie and got the part and became a big movie star from it. And the other friend, he was here in New York still driving a cab. 10 years goes by, and the guy in New York sees a guy hailing him. It's his old friend who's now a big movie star. The movie star gets into the cab. It's like, oh, my gosh, they're really happy to see each other. And the cab driver, he says, you've gone on to be a big movie star. We were both acting together. We were both out and on the same level. But now you're known all over the world. Is there anything you could tell me to help me to become a big star like you? And the big star says to the cab driver, he says, yep, and I can sum it up in one word. And he says, really, one word? He says, what is it? He says, sincerity. Once you learn to fake that, you can do anything.
Hey, Jim, tell people the name of your newest book and how they can get it.
Okay, it's the New York City Cab Driver's Best Joke Book Ever. And the easiest way to get it is to go to my website, which is nycabbyjokes.com. And you'll see a lot of other funny stuff on the website as well.
All right. That's Jim Peach. Thank you so much for calling in. Hey, can we hear from you next week?
Sure. Got it.
You're the man.
All right. I'll talk to you next week.
All right. Delta Airlines at LaGuardia?
Yes, sure.
Okay. Shelbel, go ahead.
During rush hour, it's very hard to get into LaGuardia because of the traffic caused by Uber guys at New American Terminal at Terminal C. They park all over they park like almost triple park, and there's nobody can proceed because they block off the traffic. Now, what they should do, they should make them park cross street at the parking lot if they are going to pick up someone, and they should give us the parking lot for Terminal C.
Give us. So how does that affect yellow cabs? If you're in a lot and you want to get to the line, is there a problem getting to pick up passengers?
There's
you're
a
waiting?
Major problem, yes, because what they do, they try to steal the job before they get through dispatchers.
All right, Jerry, You're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hello, Taxi Dave.
Hi.
All right. I wanted to know something. You know those designated yellow cab pickup areas that are in the outer boroughs with the red signs? Like 125th Street at the Metro North Station.
Under 25th Street? Those were yellow cab signs. Now they're green cars there.
Oh, there's green cars there. So the yellow cabs lose the right? Or
no, yellow cabs can pick up anywhere in New York City. They have the right to pick up anywhere in the five boroughs. And the green cars can only pick up above 96th Street on the east side and above 110th Street on the west side. But okay. But because a lot of them are based uptown, and because the yellow cab drivers traditionally like working below 96th Street for the there's mostly green cars there. Don't do that to me, Noah. This is a live radio show, okay? By the way, folks, next week we'll have Todd Higgins on. He is the attorney. Filing, federal lawsuits and also appealing Supreme Court lawsuits. He will be on the Taxi Dave Show next week. I want to thank Nancy Soria, all of our listeners, all of our callers in-house. We have Charbel Sphere and Michael Chalky. Thanks for coming in. And also thank you, young lady, for being here. This is a live radio. We're here every Sunday night. Next week we will be broadcasting live from Florida. Absolutely. Hey, taxi, take me anywhere where I don't have to go to 9th Avenue and 19th Street. Wherever you go. The proceeding was a paid program.